It is a really unfortunate time to attempt to weaken protections for the northern spotted owl because the northern spotted owl is really not doing well.
That was Tom Wheeler from the Environmental Protection Information Center, an Arcata-based nonprofit which has, along with several other environmental organizations in the Pacific Northwest, intervened in a lawsuit the timber industry has filed against the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. For full disclosure, Tom Wheeler is associated with KMUD through the Econews report, which airs weekly on the station. The timber industry's suit was originally brought in early April in Washington, D.C. At stake are 3.5 million acres of forest land in California, Oregon, and Washington that were protected from logging in 2012 when it was designated as critical habitat for the endangered northern spotted owl. The spotted owl was listed as a threatened species in 1990 due to loss of habitat, chiefly caused by logging of mature and old-growth forests. The owl cannot nest in young forests, which may explain why the species has struggled to recover despite its designation as a threatened species. It is now estimated that only about 3,000 northern spotted owls remain.
Spotted owls are extinct in the wild in British Columbia. They are nearly extinct in Washington state. They're doing poorly in Oregon, and they're not doing well in California, but we have the strongest populations at this moment.
The species struggle is down to three significant factors: wildfires, habitat fragmentation through continued logging of mature forests, and the invasion of the barred owl into the spotted owl's natural habitat. Since 2012, the 3.5 million acres in question, almost all of it on federal land, has served as a perfect illustration of the difference in environmental policies of the last two Republican and Democratic administrations.
Now that Trump is back in office, the timber industry has filed a lawsuit, and they've said in their lawsuit that they believe that the Biden administration's decision to put back critical habitat that Trump had eliminated was unlawful.
The timber industry's lawsuit against the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is being driven by the American Forest Resource Council, or AFRC, which is mostly made up of companies and organizations directly linked to the timber industry in one way or another. Four counties in the Pacific states are directly linked to the suit, with Siskiyou being the only California county participating. A selection of counties in Oregon are also indirectly involved through a membership in an entity called the Association of O&C Lands. The plaintiffs allege that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service ignored sound science, legal precedent, and economic requirements under the Endangered Species Act when it expanded the spotted owl's protected area from 205,000 acres to 3.5 million. In a press release, the AFRC says the decline of the spotted owl is not down to logging, but wildfires and the introduction of the barred owl into the spotted owl's natural habitat. As a counterpoint, the environmental organizations contend that habitat fragmentation, one of the three reasons for the struggle of the spotted owls, is down to logging of mature forests. And one of the reasons the barred owl is thriving is that it is able to encroach on a traditional territory of the spotted owl because of logging. Tom Wheeler again.
So northern spotted owls require a very particular habitat. They require generally closed canopies and mature forests. These are things that take many decades to develop and have been systematically eliminated from our environment. So here in the redwoods, we have only 4% of old growth redwood still remaining. So we have a very kind of limited kind of habitat that is available to the northern spotted owl already. And logging of spotted owl habitat impacts spotted owls, but it doesn't impact barred owls in the same way, because barred owls are capable of using a much wider degree of habitat than spotted owls.
This is where conservationists and the timber industry agree. The barred owl is a major factor in the precarious state of the spotted owl. They seem to disagree on everything else, though, including how habitat fragmentation i.e. logging, has weakened the spotted owl's gene pool and prevented it from increasing its numbers.
The barred owls have been coming down from British Columbia and they've been moving south. So where there is very significant barred owl invasion, we've seen extirpation of northern spotted owls. Okay. You have a population that is too geographically constricted that can't move, you know, then you start to have inbreeding impacts. And so it's important that we have habitat that's well connected so that, you know, populations can intermix and interbreed with each other so that we continue to have viable populations. The timber industry is trying to get in and turn these mature forests into young plantations. That won't work for northern spotted owls, but that is perfectly fine habitat for barred owls. So here in California, these impacts are going to be extremely felt.
The protection the northern spotted owl enjoys because of its legal status as a threatened species is instrumental in the fight to protect mature and old growth forests from logging.
It will become a lot easier for timber companies to log mature forests without spotted owls. They are an umbrella by which we protect all of the other life that also coexists in those sorts of mature old growth forests that spotted owls require. If there are individual owls present in an area, individual northern spotted owls present, we can use the Endangered Species Act to protect that landscape. Even where there are not individual northern spotted owls present, we have things like the Northwest Forest Plan, which is a large landscape level effort to provide habitat for the northern spotted owl. If we lose northern spotted owls, if they go further towards extinction, we risk losing these sort of protections. If there aren't owls, we can't protect them under the Endangered Species Act. If owls go extinct, then the justification for the Northwest Forest Plan starts to open. And so we could start to see more logging of mature and old growth forests on public lands. Because we have northern spotted owls, we've prevented an astronomical amount of logging. We have increased forest carbon. We have protected other species that are reliant on that same habitat.
Although the environmental organizations are entering the lawsuit on the side of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and against the timber industry, they are primarily there to look out for the northern spotted owl and prevent mature and old growth forests from being logged. Tom Wheeler.
We as a conservation community don't trust the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to do the right thing. So we are intervening in this lawsuit brought by the timber industry against the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. So we are in court and we are ready to defend the northern spotted owl and its habitat as we've done for decades at this point.
For KMUT, I am Sigurd Bjørn.